waku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Walambulela ngenjabulo emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesibili mhlaka 9 kuNtulikazi 2024 ngoKips Dube. Endabeni zethu namhlanje.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi abe khona okhangele ngamalungelo abantu, okhulumela abantu kuyo yonke indawo, hayi nje eZimbabwe, kuwo wonke amazwe esadikhi, kuwo wonke amazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika, kuwo wonke amazwe omhlaba.
Inhlanganiso ye-Human Rights Watch ithi kumele isadikhi kuze eleZimbabwe elikhahlameza abaphikisayo.
Uma kungenzeka ukuthi ngempela uba ngosephumayo, hayi kungaba yinto ehle, kulungele ilizwe lethu, kupha la i-confidence in the state ukubana kuba nomthungameli omutsha.
Kulabatsha abathi kumele osakhulayo adade isikhundla sikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasuka embusweni. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Inhlanganiso elwela amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele i-Human Rights Watch isichothoze uhulumende weZimbabwe isithi uyaphambili ngokwephula amalungelo oluntu mahlayana phambilini komhlangano weSADC ozaqutshelwa eHarare mhlaka 17 ngoNcwabakazi. Kumbiko ewethule izolo, inhlanganiso le ikhuthaze abakhokheli bamazwe eSADC ukuthi baphumele egcekeni besole ukuhlukuluzwa lokubotshwa kwabenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo laba mabandla aphikisayo. Ithi njalo ukubotshwa komkhokheli welinye lamacele e-CCC uMnumzana Jameson Timba labanye bakhe abangamathumi phose ayisitshiyangalombili 78 ngomunye womzekeliso wokuhlukuluzwa kwabantu okwenzakalayo. UTimba wabotshwa labanye bakhe besethezwa icala lokuphedla udlakela okuyinto abayilandulayo. Ukuhlaziya lolu daba, uNtukameli Nkomo weStudio 7 uxoxele ingcwethi kwezombusazwe njalo ekhankasela ukuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo oluntu uMnumzana Evidlela Ncube.
Kuyinto enhle kakhulu ukuthi abe khona okhangele ngamalungelo abantu, okhulumela abantu kuyo yonke indawo, hayi nje eZimbabwe, kuwo wonke amazwe esadikhi, kuwo wonke amazwe ezwekazi le-Afrika, kuwo wonke amazwe omhlaba. Abalelihlo lokukhangela amalungelo abantu, abalendlebe zokuzwa lapho amalungelo abantu engaphathwanga kahle, baqakathekile. Ngakho ke lokho kwenziwa Human Rights Watch ukuthi ikhulume ukuthi kakube lokubonisana, lokukhuzana ngokuphathelene lokuphulwa kwamalungelo abantu. Kuyinto eqakatheke kakhulu, kuyinto enhle futhi ukuthi siyibone ihlalisenziwa zinhlanganiso eziningi. Ngaleyo ndlela kuzaletha ukuhlonitshwa komthetho, ukuhlonitshwa kwe-constitution, ukuhlonitshwa kwamalungelo abantu izwekazi le-Afrika Afrika lonke lasemhlabeni wonke jikelele.
Ubona engaba khona yini umkhokheli weSADC ongachothoza uhulumende weZimbabwe?
Lanxa kungaba khona abangaba lensolo ngokwenzeka kwamanyamazwe eSADC, amathubo okuthi baphumele egcekeni omongameli besithi yes banibani lokho okwenzakala kwelakhwilizwe akuqondanga, yinto engasoziyenzeke leyo. Abasebenzi njalo, kayisebenzi njalo iSADC, kayimemezeli lapho kukhona izinsolo. Bayasolana bebodwa, siyacabanga ukuthi bayasolana bebodwa nsitha behind closed doors ngesiNgisi. Angiboni ke ukuthi bangenza njengenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo bona bengabaholi, bababonisana bebodwa emuva ngale. Lanxa singakwazi ukuthi bazayikhuluma leyo ndaba, sekuwukuthemba nje ukuthi mhlawumbe angaba khona oyiphakamisayo, kodwa angiboni ukuthi ukhona ozaba lensolo, angiboni ukuthi ukhona ozayiphakamisa indaba yamalungelo abantu noma kukuliphi lizwe leSADC.
UMnangagwa uthi abantu bayabotshwa nje ngoba bazama ukuphehla udlakela ngesikhathi somhlangano weSADC. Kungaba kuleqiniso elikhona yini phezu kwalokho?
Angilasiqiniseko sokuthi bakhona abafuna ukuthi bachithe kumbe batshengisele lapho kubanjwe khona umhlangano weSADC lapha eZimbabwe ngoNcwabakazi. Angilasiqiniseko ukuthi yinto ezakwenzeka. angila siqiniseke njalo ukuthi into engaso ziyenzeke. Kodwa ke into eqhakathekileyo ukuthi laba abafuna ukuthi batshengisele bavikelwe amalungelo abo ukuthi bakwenze khona lokho ngendlela esemthethweni ngoba phela iconstitution yeZimbabwe iyakuvuma ukuthi kube njalo ukuthi abantu batshengisele lapho bengasuthisekanga khona. Siyakubona kuso sonke isikhathi emahlanganweni zeomhlaba ezihlukahlukeneyo nxa kulomhlangano we-IMF bakhona abantu abatoyitoyayo abatshengisela nxa kulomhlangano we-World Bank abatshengisela nxa kulomhlangano lo lalwana ngokuhlukahlukana. Angiboni mehluko ke lapho ukuthi uma abantu bekwenza lokho besukuma ngokusemthethweni lokuthula njalo betshengisela belensolo kulokho abakusolayo akufanelanga kube yinto embi leyo.
Umnumzana Ebedlela Ncube yingcwethi kwezombusazwe ubexoxa lo Ntungameli Gomo weStudio 7.
The Voice of America.
Ibhanga leReserve Bank of Zimbabwe lithi imali yohlobo lweZimbabwe Gold kumbe iZig ezilensuku ezilikhulu isetshenziswa elizweni kukhanya ilokhu ilesisindo esikhangelekayo. Okwamanje idola leMelika lithengwa nge-13.69 zig. Ingcwethi kwezomnotho zithi uyazama ophethe ibhanga leli ukwehlisa intengo yempahla lokunye. Kubika uMlondolozi Ndlovu.
Imali yamazig eqale ukusebenza ngemva kokwesula kwemali yama-bond notes eZimbabwe kayiqongi loba ukwehla isisindo okwethusayo njengalokhu obese kujayele ukwenzakala ngaphambilini kwekwethulwa kwayo emkambo wemali. Ngesikhathi ephawula imali le, usibalukhulu wathembisa ukuba ibhanga leli kalisoze likhiphe imali enengi emkambo ngoba lokhu kulakho ukwehlisa isisindo sayo. Uhulumende waphanga waphuma le ndlela zokusekela iziqondiso zakhe zemali ezigoqela ukubotshwa kwalabo abathenga lokuthengisa imali ezitaladeni ngenjongo ingcithi ezicungula ezomnotho ezithi incede ukwehlisa isiqubu sokugugudeka kwesisindo semali leyi. Iningi lengcithi zezomnotho zincome kakhulu usibalukhulu webhanga le-RBZ umnumzana John Mshayabanu zisithi nxa engaqhubeka ebeka indlela zokuqiniswa kwemali leyi imali le kayisoze iphele isisindo. Enye yalezi ngcitshi ngumnumzana Richard Sithole ofundisa ekolishini ye-University of Zimbabwe yena othi indlela ezabekwa nguhulumende lebhanga le-RBZ sezisize ekwenzeni ukuba idola leli libe ngcono.
Siyakukhuthaza sithi uhulumende uyasebenza ukuthi abantu labafuna ukutshintsha imali ngendlela ezingekho emthethweni babo.
Lokhu kusekelwe ngenye ingcitshi esebenza nenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Economic Forum umnumzana Peterson Dube othi iZig lokhe lingagugudeki.
Ukubopha laba abatshintshayo izimali ezitradeni lokufaka futhi ilimit emalini eziprintwayo ngiboni ngani yizo izinto eziyenza ukuthi icurrency le ibingani iqinile ukudlula leyo kade silayo emalangeni adluleyo leyo.
Kodwa enye ingcitshi kwezomnotho umnumzana Rejoice Ngwenya uthi
akula lizwe elingaphumelela lisebenzisa imali yangaphandle kwelizwe, kufanele kudingwe indlela zokulungisisa umnotho wethu iproduction yethu ukwenza ukuthi imali yangaphandle kwelizwe isetshenziswe kuphela nxa kuthengwa izimpahla zangaphandle uZulu weZimbabwe asebenzise imali yalapha.
Umnumzana Melusi Sibindi sakamuzi seHarare uthi eleZimbabwe kumele liphume lezinye indlela zokuqinisa iZig.
Kumele kube le ndlela ezenza ukuba uZulu Makhaza alithembe iZig elizweni leli. Okubotshwa kwabantu akungeke kuthathe isikhathi eside njalo ngokubona kwami lizaguduka ukuphela iZig.
Abantu abaningi bathi kabayisebenzisi imali entsha ngenxa yobunzima bokusebenzisa omakhalekhukhwini abangabambi ngendlela eqondileyo. Abantu abaningi elizweni bathi sebekubona kungcono ukusebenzisa imali yakamanye amazwe kuphela ezigoqela idola leMelika, iRand laseSouth Africa kanye lePula laseBotswana. Kodwa umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa wazise ngolwesihlanu ukuba imali yamaZig ilakho ukugcina isisetshenziswa iyodwa eminyakeni emibili elandelayo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngumlondolozi Ndlovu.
Abathakazelela intshelelezane uThando Juma loBusumuzi Mkandla asebele sikhatshana basuka kwele South Africa badlula kwele Lesotho, Swaziland kanye leMozambique sebelubhekise kwele Zambia kuhambo lwabo lokuya kwele Kenya. Besuka kwele Zambia bazadlula eMalawi lakwele Tanzania. Sixoxele uBusumuzi ngohambo lolu.
Nxa sisuka eZambia sizosuka eLusaka silubhekise eMalawi siyongena ngeChipata border.
Ye, abusitshela ukuthi vele uhambo lweni lolu ngolwani?
Ukuthi sivakashele wonke nje amalizwe jikelele ase-Afrika, sifunde okuningi ngamasiko, sithathe lokho esingakusebenzisa, esingakuletha ekhaya, okuyabe kukuhle nathi sishintshane nabamanye amazwe, sikhuthaze kwakhona ukuthi ama-Africans kwamele sikwazi ukuvakashelana, njengoba sibona okhokho bethu bebengabantu kade bethanda ukuhamba, kungakho sibona na sinamanguni jikelele kwelase-Afrika. So sithi lobo budlelwano mabungapheli ngenxa yokuthi sekunamabhoda manje, mabuqhubeke silokhu sifunda okuningi sivakashelane.
Selifundeni ngokuhamba kwenu eLesotho, eSwaziland, Mozambique, le ndaweni zibopho?
Eyi, sesifunde okuningi kakhulu. Nginganikeza umzekelo kwelase-Eswatini, indlela abantu base-Eswatini abaphila ngakhona, indlela esiyithandayo. Ma singabheka izinto ezizinikezwe ngumdali like ama-hot water springs, amaningi wakhona abantu bangena mahhala. Sengisho indawo ezifana nabo-Vic Falls bekwamele ukuthi uZulu angene mahhala, ngoba into esayinikezwa umdali and akumelanga kube khona umuntu ozathatha imali ama-revenues. So into esayifunda kakhulu eSwatini and futhi ngabantu abajule kakhulu phakathi kwamasiko wabo.
UVusumuzi lijaha likaDando Juma abajova intshelelezane besiya kule Kenya. Ubexoxa leStudio 7 eseVictoria Falls. Sike sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamaphitshane. Kuqhutshwa umhlangano omkhulu weNATO oqale namhla kwele Melika. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba kuzakhulunywa kabanzi ngokwenziwa ngele Russia kwele Ukraine. Bayakhala kwele Ukraine lapho ele Russia elibhombe isibhedlela sabantwana kwabhubha abantu abangamajumi phose amane 37, abanye balimala okumangalisayo. Abezindaba abeReuters babika ukuba udaba lolu selusezandleni ze-United Nations. Ele Israel ihlasela ngamandla eGaza ukulabantu abaningi abahlala ezindlini ezidilekileyo. Inkokheli yamabandla ezokholo lwesiKristu ithi kumele umongameli William Ruto wakwele Kenya amise umsebenzi ezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumende ngesikhathi beqhubekelela phambili betshengisela abatsha besola uhulumende wakhe. Weziphathelane leMelika.
Umongameli weMelika umnumzana Joe Biden uthi akasoze ehle esikhundleni sokuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli lapho azancintisana khona lo wayengumongameli umnumzana Donald Trump ngemva kokuba uBiden engaqhubanga kuhle kungxoxompikiswano yabo yakuqala. Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns ukhangela ukuthi abavoti bakubona njani lokhu. Umkhankaso kaBiden uphikisana lenkuthazo yokuthi uBiden adedele omunye kulolu khetho ndela kungaqhubeki kuhle kwengxoxompikiswano sekubhadalwe izigidi ezingamachumi amahlanu zamadola i-$50 million ekukhankasa kumisakazo ngenyanga kaNtulikazi njalo kuqiniswe umkhankaso kuyona liviki. UBiden utshele abakade bebuthanele umkhankaso wakhe eWisconsin ngolwesihlanu ukuthi uzaqhubeka ngalumkhankaso. Ozavota uSabrina Jordan uthi uBiden ulokhu elamandla okukhokhela.
I won't say defiant, but somewhere between consistent and defiant, he needs to let people know. And he did today that he ain't going nowhere.
Akumelanga aguquke, kumele ahlale enjalo. Angeke ngithi ayekele ulalela uZulu. Kodwa kumele abe phakathi laphakathi. Kumele abatshele abantu ukuthi akayindawo njengakwenzileyo namhla. Njalo xa kungela lutho oluguqukileyo mizamvotela.
Omunye ozavota uJonathan Lustig ube ngakabi lecele aselithethe.
The physiology that he displayed, he is not the same man. You can't turn back. We're not getting younger.
Isimo sakhe siyakuveza ukuthi usentshintshile. Akula kubuyela emuva. asikhuli sibuyela emuva, awungeke ulwisane lokuluphala.
Ukubona uBiden esaqhubeka ngomkhankaso ngemva kwengxoxompikiswano akuphi ithemba kulunga lama-Democrats elizavota u-Ellis Johnston.
I don't feel confident in Joe Biden's ability to win this election, and that makes me very afraid.
Anginathemba lokuthi uBiden uyenelisa ukunqoba kulolu khetho. Njalo lokho kungichiya ngilokwesaba.
Abasekeli bakaTrump bona bathi ungaqhubi kuhle kukaBiden ungxoxompikiswano kuqinisa imibono yabo eyokuthi uBiden kangeke enelise ukubusa njalo okweminye iminyaka emine. Umvoti weCalifornia uLamont Pearson uthi,
"There's nothing that can come out of Joe Biden's mouth to make me think anything other than what he's already shown me, as well as Trump."
Akula lutho olungaphuma emlonyeni kaBiden olungaguqula lokho asengitshengise khona. Bonke lo Trump.
Indlela uBiden aqhuba ngayo ukungxoxompikiswano iyingxenye nje kuphela yokwenzakalayo, ukutsho omunye umvoti weGeorgia uJeffrey Tanarelli.
I think Joe Biden is very passionate and very intelligent. I think he did not perform well. Because he not meets the expectations.
Ngibona sengathi uBiden uyalithanda ilizwe lakhe njalo ungumuntu ohlakaniphileyo. Ngibona sengathi kaqhubanga kuhle ngoba wayengenelisi ukwenza okwakukhangelelwe. Futhi indlela aqhuba ngayo iyakuveza obala lokho.
Ukusola amandla kwakhe kuchiya omunye umvoti weWashington DC uHannah Sobolevic esamukela umqondo ukuthi adedele omunye.
It was kind of clear to me that maybe Biden's not as with it as he used to be, and I think I'd be supportive if someone they put up another candidate rather than Biden.
Kube mgceke kimi ukuthi uBiden akaselawo amandla. Njalo ngingasekela ngcono ibandla nxa lingafaka omunye umuntu endaweni kaBiden.
Nxa ama-Democrats ezakhetha omunye umuntu ukuthi athathe isikhundla sikaBiden, kumele akwenze lokhu ngokuphangisa, kutsho umvoti weMichigan uLexis Zaydan.
There's a lot of conversations that need to happen within the next, you know, month around what could the Democratic Party do to bring all of its, you know, fractured vote, like it's
kule ngxoxo ukufanele zenziwe kunyanga ezayo ukuthi ibandla lama-Democrats lingenza njani ukubambanisa amalunga alo lilungiselela ukhetho. Nxa lokhu kungenzakalanga, uTrump engabusa.
Umsekeli kaBiden azangena laye kukhetho uKamala Harris ngomunye wabangadedelwa nguBiden kulesi sikhundla, kodwa lokho kulakho kungasebenzi, kutsho umvoti weCalifornia uStephanie Bowers.
Kamala would take over, which I would love, but I also think with the world being the way it is, all the prejudice going on, that Trump would probably beat Kamala more so than beating Biden.
UKamala ubengathatha, kokuyinto ebengingayithanda. Kodwa okusemcabangweni yabantu ukuthi uTrump enganqoba uKamala ukwedlula uBiden yikho okungamisa lokho.
Ngesikhathi umkhankaso wama-Democrats uqhubeka usekela uBiden, umkamongameli unkosikazi Jill Biden uzaqhuba umhlangano lemuli zebutho ezigabeni ezintathu kuyona liviki, njalo kuza kuba le mihlangano labavoti eTexas leNevada ngesikhathi kukhangelelwe umhlangano omkhulu owe-convention ebandla lama-Republican. Udaba lolu luqoqwe yintatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns lalwethulela yimi uDabo Kancube owe-Studio 7.
Ngesikhathi senguquko, kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba, lezifiso zekusasa enhle, kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America, silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sixhumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Kumsakazo we-Voice of America, silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Kulaba jaba bafisa ukuba umuntu ozangena esikhundleni sikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasuka embusweni kube ngosakhulayo, hhaji abantu abadala ukanya besethuleka ukubuza kuhle eZimbabwe. Kubika uTopias Mudzingwa.
Omunye wabalombono lo ngumqhele Mtawarira osakhulayo ohlala eHarare.
Kodwa makungenzeka ukuthi ngempela uba ngosephumayo. Hayi kungaba into enhle kulungele ilizwe lethu. Kuphala iconfidence in the state ubana kuba nomthungameli omutsha.
Banenge abatsha abalesifiso lesi abathi sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi bonke abakuntanga kaMnangagwa bededele abatsha ngoba eZimbabwe lidonsa nzima kwezomnotho kanye lezombusazwe. Kulabanye njalo abathi kungeke kwenzakale ukuba osakhulayo athathe isikhundla sikaMnangagwa. U-Eric Gono okubandla le-Citizens Coalition for Change uthi kaboni abatsha bengena esikhundleni somkhokheli we-ZANU-PF abalwa impi yenkululeko besaphila.
ZANU-PF libandla elizonda ontanga. Nxa ufuna ukubona inzondo ye-ZANU-PF kubontanga uyaboniswa ngendlela aba ncitsha ngayo abasakhula imisebenzi, ngendlela abangelandaba lokuthi intsha iqedwa ngama-drugs. Nxa ngabe engatshiya lubaba mboni ngani kuzangena elingcegu futhi amboni kusiba ngumuntu omncane ozamela ibandla lonalelo ekhethweni.
Abaningi abasakhulayo abakubandla leZANU-PF balile ukukhuluma ukuba ngubani ozathatha isikhundla lesi uMnangagwa engasuka esikhundleni. UMunashe Mdutsa uthi ibandla leli lilakho ukuguqula isisekelo sombuso welizwe ukuze uMnangagwa ancintise kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ka-2028.
Ngile kakhulu asondaba zombuso leminyaka yomuntu ayispenda esibusweni ethi ukhangile imisebenzi lombono kapresident ofundile liphumelele.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe njalo engumqondisi wenhlanganiso the African Cause Trust umnumzana Elton Ziki uthi amalunga wonke ebandla leZANU-PF alakho okungena esikhundleni esizachiywa nguMnangagwa.
Bafanti bekhangela ukuthi lo obuye uzobusa uyakwenzisisa na umbono wokuthi sonke njengelizwe siyangaphi.
Abakhona njalo abathandabuza okwethulwe nguMnangagwa othi usefisa ukuyaphumula. Ugono uthi uMnangagwa kathenjwa ngitsho la kancane.
Ngowami umbono mina angikuboni kuliqiniso ngokumazi kwethu njalo ngendlela angena ngaye esikhundleni lesiya. Umuntu ofuna ukufela khona njalo ngananzelela akusinsuku ezingaki chayisa abama ministers islogan sakhe sona leso sokuthi 2030. So mina angiboni ezaphuma esikhundleni ngendlela akhuluma ngayo.
Kodwa uMemory Ndlovu osakhulayo osekela ebandla leZANU-PF uthi yena ubambe elikantulo.
Labo abathi umongameli engaye emuva ngalokho akukhulumileyo angikholi ukuthi bayamazibili waMnangagwa. Lo ngumuntu owenza konke akuthembisayo.
Ingcwethi ezicubungula ezombusazwe zithi kuyaxokozela okwamanje kubandla elibusayo kulandela okwethulwe nguMnangagwa othi uzasuka esikhundleni kudingwe umkhokheli omutsha ozancintisa kukhetho oluzaqhutshwa ngomnyaka ka-2028. Abanye bathi isikhundla lesi silakho ukuthathwa ngumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Constantino Chiwenga kumbe indodana kaMnangagwa ayithembikeyo ezamvikela isikhathi sonke. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguTopias Mudzingwa.
Okwamanje sokwisikhathi sabalaleli.
Studio 7, njani lonke kuzindawana, themba siphile sonkeni. Kanti ke thina ngapha eMzingwane constituency sinohlupho lamapholisa ethu esesigodini, umemba in charge and company lamanye amaphosa akhe ababophi izigebenga, siphilele izigebenga, size siphile kanye nabadlwengule, badlwengule abantwana abancane. Into bayenzayo bathatha bahambopha umuntu abavula idokhethi icala lithoniswa sothi hamba ledinga imali zihlobo libe lizemkhipha suze zivula idokhethi lapho liyithwela khona imali ngaba yi-1 month ngaba yi-3 months yabona umntwana eseyekiwe sephandle. So kuyamangalisa-ke khona lokho uthi uphoulu nyathi xa engakwazi kabekwazi uphoulu nyathi kabekwazi khona lokho iZANU-PF yonke ayibekwazi khona lokho kuthi yiwo umbuso ewufunayo yini nalowo abezak sizabathinta ngendaba yenzakala ezigodini. Abezak Zimbabwe Corruption sizakuyithinta. Be careful member in charge esigodini and your company 1 day to 1 day. Sikhathele ngani, sikhathele ngombuso weZANU-PF lowo obugwelegwele lo MP wethu simcina the day of campaigner sesimbole ezifeni kuphela buya ezifeni zabantu beZANU-PF kuphela kuphelile ngaye. Siyabonga.
kodwa yena president bani ofana lomnangako instead ukuthi adingele abantu ukudla yena uyabadingela izikhali zempi. Simbonile se-South Korea, simbonile se-Russia esiyadinga izikhali zempi instead ukuthi abadingele ukudla yena ubadingela izikhali zokuthi ababulale. Ajikatshela abantu amangathi ufuna ukulungisa ilizwe yena esiyabadingela izikhali zokuthi ababulale. Laba bacabanga impi kuphela, akulanto abayicabangayo lapo, bacabanga ukubulala abantu kuphela njengalokhu abantu bebulawa day night long mnangako. Abantu besathunjwa ngensuku zamanje, abantu besabotshwa bengelacala ngensuku zamanje, kodwa yena utshontsha kangaka umnangako kabotshwa, abantu bezaluphifa batshontsha kangaka kababotshwa. Sikhuluma ngabantu esibaziyo ukugawulela abojoseph Juma naye umnangagwa esimazi ukuthi uyatshontsha kodwa kababotshwa. Amasela labulalilizwe la izwe liphelile liyaphela nandiya ngobusela bukamnangako.
Salibonani Studio 7 nabalaleli, lo okhulumayo nguDubi Sibongo, ngisuka eGlass Block number 2, igama lami ngumgcini. Ngikhuluma nje namhlanje kade ngagcina ukukhuluma la kuStudio 7, kodwa kukhona ngicela ukucaciselwa ngakho kancane. Endaweni yangakithi emakhaya kuyakhiwa idamu, lelo damu kuthiwa lizo siza iBulawayo, bathi Glass Block Dam. Ngokunjalo asinankinga nakho lokho, kodwa inkinga esinayo sizakhamisi besifisa ukwazi ukuthi kathi sicaciselwe ukuthi kuqhubekane inhlelo zakho nazimi njani. Silamasimu, silemizi, sakhile njalo ncanti. Uma umuntu esakha usuke sakhele isizukulwane esizayo kazakheli yena. Manje siyabona kuyaqala kuyakhiwa, kodwa thina sizakhamiza sitshelwa lutho ukuthi imizi izophuma izosiwaphi, amasimu wethu ayadliwa kuzophilwa kanjani. Bengicela uze Studio 7 engizwa ngikhuluma ngisize lapho ukuthi yiziphi inhlaka okumele siye kuzo, noma nina lingasizwela kuphi ukuthi ngoba kusakhiwa idamu kungani singacasiselwa ukuthi idamu lakhiwa ligcina kuphi, yiphi imizi yabantu esiswayo. Ngoba ngicabanga ukuthi abantu si-investile, sakhile, sifuyile, siyalima, kodwa sitshelwa lutho ngokuthi kwenzekani, kuqhubekani. Sifuna sokuyakhiwa nje, sokuyakhiwa kuluthuli laphaya. Asivimbi intuthuko, kodwa sifuna nathi sibe lolwazi njengezakhamizi, into esuke iqhubeka esigabeni sakhithi. Ngiyabonga, ngicela isize lisifundise ukuthi siya kuziphi inhlaka, noma nisibuzele ukuthi basicasisele na ukuthi kuqhubekani njalo. Sicela ukuchasisele.
Studio 7 ninjani? Hayi, mina ngiyaphila. Ukhulumayo Ayanda Ndlovu, ngokuzala ngizala eCholocho ngaphansi kwenduna uMsigwane. Bengifuna ukuletha lolu daba Studio 7 oluzwisa ubuhlungu kakhulu ngominista wakithi ocoshiweyo ecotshelwa amalungelo akithi abantwana bakithi ezikolweni abangatholiyo. Ukuthi kathesi kusuka abantu abasuka khona le eHarare beze bezofundisa kithi eMathibeleland. Kambe ngabe kuyinto enhle shiyo ukuthi besuke khona le eHarare bezofundisa eMathibeleland. Asina nkinga lokuthi bezofundisa kithi eMathibeleland, kodwa befundisa kuma-high education, hayi e-primary. Ngoba e-primary abantwana basesebancane basadinga ukuthi befunde ngolimi labazali babo, hayi ngolimi lwangaphandle abangalwazi. Kuthi asonto enhle Studio 7, kodwa into esiyibonayo ukuthi kunje kathesi asiboni abantu bemsupport uminister ngento ade yenzile. Ndaba ukuthi uminista ube ngawayiphi iphathi okanjani, kodwa into ebesifuna besifisa ukuthi umthakazi masuza into enjengale usukume uncedisane la uminista ulwe la uminista umlwelo obe ilungelo labantu abethu limoshakele liphelile alikho. Kathi sisebenza nzima sibhadale izimali sibhadalele ukuthi abantwana bezikolo, kodwa yathi uthi uyafika esikolo sakhona noma uthi uyabheka amabhuku omntwana uzothola umntwana into ibhalayo vele ayi-understandeki, umntwana akakwazi ukufunda nje igama lakhe. Kuyinto enhle leyo Studio 7, into besicela lisifuze yona kubo babo ugawule abathuliwe manje atleast bezo behlala besupportana nento zezanpf.
Laba ngabalaleli be Studio 7. Ningakhohlwa ukulalela uhlelo lwabatsha olwethe connection olulandelayo. Singahlukanisi ke sikhangele ezinye zenhloko zendaba ebezigokhela namhlanje. Inhlanganiso ye-Human Rights Watch ithi kumele iSADC ikhuze eleZimbabwe elikhahlameza abaphikisayo. Kulabatsha abathi kumele osakhulayo athathe isikhundla sikamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa engasuka embusweni kungakafiki ukhetho luka-2028. Yelingakhohlwa ukuthi lilakho ukusixhuma ebulenjini ku-www.voandebele.com. Ulibalisa ngenjabulo ngumthembo sithembayo uKip Stube. Lilale zulukandaba.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.